From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian airstrikes backed by Russia left at least 30 people dead in rebel-held Eastern Ghouta near Damascus, while the U.S. accused Syria of using chlorine gas in attacks on another rebel-held province, Idlib. Video from Eastern Ghouta showed the wounded being carried to a medical facility for treatment. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it's gravely alarmed by reports of Syrian use of chlorine in Idlib. Anthony Billingsley is a Middle East analyst at the University of New South Wales.
I think they're certainly trying to subdue the Idlib province, which is one of the focuses of the chemical weapons attacks.
Although Syria has denied the allegations, an international investigation team concluded Damascus used chlorine gas at least twice in 2014 and 2015, and the nerve agent sarin last year in an attack that left nearly 100 dead. The U.S. and Russia clashed Monday over the latest allegation in the U.N. Security Council. Nikki Haley is a U.S. ambassador.
There is obvious evidence from dozens of victims, so we proposed a Security Council press statement condemning these attacks.
She said Russia delayed its release. Moscow's ambassador said Syria's chemical weapons capacity was destroyed under international supervision, called the accusations of Moscow's complicity slander. Kenya's government Monday restored transmission to two TV stations closed a week ago after they provided live coverage of the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga. He accused incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta of winning last year's election through fraud. The reason the two are back on the air was not made clear. A third is still closed. Nairobi has come under international criticism for the move. Meanwhile, police used tear gas at dozens of protesters over what they call the government's blatant violation of the Constitution. This is VOA News.